Today's daf in Masechet Shviit Yerushalmi is daf Samach Aleph, and the last thing that we learned was the beautiful svara of Rabbi Yossi, who is mechalek between making human food into dyes versus, for humans obviously, versus the iser of making animal food into animal dyes. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah. So one of the things that we learned in the Mishnah, which was a little shocking at the time, the Mishnah said that if you have something that it's not made for a specific use, and it goes according to what it is that you went and picked it for. So we said over there, if your kavana was that it should be used both for Adam, Ochlei Adam, and for Ochlei Behema, so then we give it the chumrah of both Ochlei Adam and Ochlei Behema. How is there a chumrah? I mean, necha chumrei Adam, I understand. We're much more machmir on ochlei Adam, such as, for instance, you can't make a malugma, right, from ochlei Adam. I understand. That's a chumrah, but you can make a malugma from ochlei Behema. What exactly would there be a bigger chumrah because you also had in kavana to use it for animals? That there's a chumrah? Yes. The chumrah is that it's asur l'shol kan. You're allowed to cook human foods, but you're not allowed to cook animal foods. Again, because the most effective use of the food is the way that it is most usually consumed. So since an animal food is most usually consumed raw by the animal, so you're not allowed to cook them. And there we said that if you had in kavana one or the other or both, the Mishnah laid out the dinner. Now, this leads to a different question. Suppose we're talking about selling these things, where I'm selling, I don't really know what you want to use it for. I'm selling it because I didn't need this, or because it wasn't the Kedusha Shvias L'chatchila. We saw that you can actually bring something Kedusha Shvias by later on having kavanah of something that gives it Kedusha Shvias. We had a whole discussion about that earlier. Let's talk about some of these cases. Let's say a guy is selling something as food, and the buyer doesn't want to eat it. The buyer just wants to use it for etzim. He wants to use it as a fuel in his stovetop. Well, lo hakol mimenu. It's not up to him, you know. If we'd already had the Kedusha Shvias because of the fact that it was the person who picked it and now is coming to sell it, at that moment he had intended it to be used as a machal, it already got Kedusha Shvias. Once it gets Kedusha Shvias, the fact that you are buying it, decided that you want to use it for wood, that doesn't take off the Kedusha Shvias. What we saw before is that it's possible to actually be machmer by changing its intended use. But we never found that you can remove the Kedusha Shvias from it. So therefore, we don't give a hang about the lokeach in that case. Now, how about the other case? And here we're going to have to change the gersos, like the grov, just to make any sense. If the mocher is the one who is being mocher la'etzim, and the lokeach buys it for eating, and then he changes his mind and he says, you know, I think that guy was right. This stuff is bleh. I better just use it as fuel. Well, even there, lo hakol mimenu. Once he was merited to Kedusha Shvias by deciding that he's going to be eating it, the fact that he doesn't like it and changes his mind, that doesn't make any difference. Lo hakol mimenu, not everything in this world revolves around him. Okay, I understand that, but that's a case where he changes his mind afterwards. But how about, this is fascinating because it's exactly the sugya that we had in Bava Kamma last night. So the question over here is, how about if in the process of buying it, he is changing his mind. Now, this is going to be involved in the Sugya we had in Bava Kamma, which is the difference in the shitas between is Mo's Kaina and Meshicha is only a Takana Drabanan, or is Meshicha the actual basis of the Kinyan, Midiraisa, which as Rish Lakish says, this is exactly what we talked about. Where will we metakin Meshicha? So it turns out this is Nogea, our Sugya here in the Yerushalmi as well. Because what about if it was during the time that he was making the kinyan? So it could be after he gave money, before he did the Mashiach, or he did the Mashiach before he gave the money, what would be the din? Hamocher mocher le'etzim. So in this case, the guy is selling it for etzim. It didn't have Kedusha Shvius yet. Now, the Lokeach, same case we had a minute ago, Lokeach buys it initially in order to eat it, but then before he does the complete kinyan, he realizes, you know what, this stuff would be better to use as fuel. So then he was chishev aleim le'etzim. So then what? Well, I mean, you're not telling me what the case is. I mean, ma'anan kayamin. In what case? I mean, I don't know what he did first. Did he give the money? Did he do the mashicha? So again, this is the gro changes. Im b'shemashach v'achakach natan lo ma'od. So if we're talking about he first did the mashicha, and at the time of the mashicha, he was going to use this to eat. And then, by the time that he gives him the money, he decided, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to eat this. It's not good enough. I'm going to use it for fuel. That doesn't matter. Because basically, at the point that he did the Mashiach of the Kinyan, what he's paying for now is what he did the Kinyan of, right? What he did the Kinyan of is for Ochlim. So he's paying money for Ochlim. And therefore, it's not only a matter, by the way, of the din on the parents. It's also then a question on the money. Because if the money was given for that purpose, and the money has Kedusha Shvius, then the seller has to know that this was money that was given in exchange for the original Paris of Shvius. Okay, so that's obvious. You know what we must be talking about over here? We must be talking about a case where first he gave him money, and he decided at that point, I want to buy this to eat. And he gives him the money to buy it to eat. Then he gets up close to it. He said, nah, this is not going to taste very good. I'll use it as fuel. And then he does the Mashiach. So, achar kach mashach. So, what's the din? Says the Gemara. Well, the din is dependent on the sugya and Baba Kama. That's the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that we were just talking about. I'll die to the Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Mos, Konin Dvar Teira. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that midiraisa, it's really Mos that are going to. Obviously, this is a mistake that you yourself would change the girsa because all over Rabbi Yochanan says Mos, Konin Dvar Teira. So then, that would mean that at the time that he gave him that money, he gave him money, which midiraisa is money for Shemitah, and therefore would have the din of Moses of Shemitah as well. But al taita Reish Lakish, he holds that in a Moses kanim dvar Torah, and that therefore the real kinyan is only the Shas Mashiach. So then, the money that he's giving him is money for fuel, and therefore there's no din of Kedusha Shvius on it. Okay, well, how about in a case where basically they have different intents at the time? Let's say that a mocher, mocher leitzim, a guy wants to sell something for use as fuel. The buyer says, well, I don't want to buy this for fuel. I want to buy this for food. Now, the seller says, well, then I'm not interested. I'm not interested in you giving me money for food, which is then going to be Kaddish B'Kedusha Shvius. So forget about it, man. And he refuses to sell on that basis. And Hayazeh Ma'amid, Vezeh Ma'amid, each one makes a stand, right? And no, forget it. I refuse to buy. And the other guy says, well, you know, I'm not interested in using this for wood. I have to be honest. And, you know, you don't want to sell it for food, so forget it. And then, at some time in the future, they go ahead, the guy comes, he gives him the money, and, you know, in order to avoid the conflict, they don't say anything, you know. I'm not telling you what I'm buying it for. You're not telling me what you're selling it for. Let's just go through with the sale, you know. So what do we understand that is the din? I mean, was it, in fact, the sale of Shemitah stuff because the buyer was the one who wanted to buy it with Kedusha Shvius because he wanted to eat it? Or does it go according to the Machshava of the seller? Ah, says the Braisa. Says the Gemara, that's an interesting Braisa because Yeva Gada, we should bring a riot that it should be just like the story in the Braisa. So this Braisa starts off with a machlokas between two people. And they're arguing about the price. So each one makes a stand on the price. So the buyer's giving 100 and refuses to go up. and the seller demands 200 and refuses to go down, and they each walk away in a huff. Okay, a couple days later, they get together, and they say, listen, let's not fight. Let's just go through with the sale. But in order to avoid the fight, they don't say how much they're ready to give the sale for. So when the guy hands over what it was that he was demanding 200 and the other guy was offering 100, what's the din? What does he owe him, Lemaisa? So there the price says a very interesting thing. The way to know what he owes him is who is the guy that sheepishly crawls back? That's the question. So if the mocher gives the guy, this is like the same in these cases where the boy says yes and the girl says no, or they decide no, and then one of them calls up the other one and says, maybe we should try it again. Who calls who? Does boy call girl, or does girl call boy? So that's the question over here. If the one who makes the phone call was the seller, okay, so then obviously he's given in, right? So then we have to only pay the 100. If the one who makes the phone call is the buyer, then obviously he means he's ready to meet the price of the seller. So the same thing is true over here. So if the seller was the one who made the phone call, so then apparently he accepted the fact that it's going to be food and he's going to have to treat the money with Kedusha Shvias. But if it was the other way around, if it was the buyer, so then apparently he says, all right, fine. I'm buying it for fuel. Lovely. Okay, gentlemen, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, B'toch B'suras Teves, and Yeshua's B'nechomes, B'meir. Go to everyone. Lovely day. I'll be thinking about you.